Pratfin Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm joined by Alessandro Groppero, head of When East Meets West, the co-production market, which is taking place in Trieste from the 18th to the 20th of January this year, 2015. So welcome back, Alessandro.
Hi, Chiara. Hi, good morning.
As I told you before I started the interview, from your voice I can tell that you're very tired, but as always, I imagine that, you know, if you have to concentrate and focus everything in 2 days, I guess it's a challenging bet, but you're managing.
Yes, absolutely, you're right. I would say that every year is more tiring, but I would say that the good thing is that we are more ambitious, so we undertake more challenges, and I have to say that somehow it's more rewarding. So we are very happy, even though we are very, very tired.
So let's start where we left last year. So when we did the final interview last year after the fourth edition of When East Meets West, if I'm correct, that's the fifth edition, so 5 years.
Exactly. We are growing up, yes.
You told me that the focus for this year would be the English-speaking countries, and you can confirm that.
I can absolutely confirm that. After a focus last year on the Benelux, so on Belgium, the Netherlands and Luxembourg, we decided to have a new special focus on the English-speaking countries. And for the first time, we will expand beyond Europe. So, which means that we are going to focus on the UK, Ireland, and on Canada and the United States.
Would you remind our listeners what are the characteristics of When East Meets West, this co-production market?
Yes, absolutely. When East Meets West has a very simple format. So every year we try to bring together selected projects and film professionals and decision makers from three different areas. One is Eastern Europe, one is Italy, and then we have a third area which changes annually. So, as we said, this year, for the first time, we will have a focus on the English-speaking countries, which means that the projects that we are going to present in our co-production market must have a sort of connection between these areas so that we can really guarantee that the producers selected will match with the decision makers and film professionals that we will invite, and vice versa.
I was thinking that this year would have been, but in my opinion, like more difficult to select the projects because, you know, I know it might be a stereotype, but obviously English-speaking countries are, you know, more, let's say, involved in the cinema business. And so there's a variety of production companies that could be involved, so, or distribution companies, or world sales, or post-production companies. So it's even bigger the area on which you have to work on.
That's right. And I have to say that we were also quite surprised because we had another stereotype in mind before launching this call this year, before launching and announcing the focus, which is that UK somehow is a bit more isolated from the rest of Europe. So it's a big, huge industry in Europe, but it's more, let's say, isolated in terms of like cooperation with other countries compared to, let's say, Germany or France, for example. So our main fear was really, okay, how can we really get many projects and many people attending the event? And it was quite easy. We did a lot of promotion. We found the right partners to spread the news. And we were quite successful because I have to say that it was probably one of the most impressive figures of the this year is that we received a record number of submissions for our call. So we received 285 applications.
Wow, congrats.
And actually we received, out of these 285, almost 40 projects come from the UK, which is an impressive result. And the quality of these projects is very, very high, which means that in the 22 projects selected for our pitching, there are 4 projects from the UK. Obviously, we received also several projects from Ireland. In particular, I would say 15 from Ireland, 19 from Canada, and 30 from the United States. So, which means that also the English-speaking countries and also let's say, producers from another continent really wish to work with Europe, especially with Eastern Europe and Italy. So this is a very, very, very good result, and we are very confident on what's going to happen starting from Monday.
Yeah, and remember that last year we were very happy because finally Wenny Smith's West had been recognized at one of the most important and effective co-production markets. So even the biggest, let's say, the most famous distributors and world sales and decision makers were choosing to come to Wenny Smith's West instead of other maybe like bigger co-production markets.
Yeah, let's say that obviously we are not in let's say in competition with any other mm-hmm. market, but we are, let's say that our formula is very precise, so that's probably what I think can help somebody both to apply with the project from the producer perspective, but also from the decision maker, the buyers, the sales agent, the festival programmers. This is also something that can help them to say, okay, it's something very clear, I know that it's interesting, or I know it's not interesting for me. So it's that's probably the recipe to be able to have these figures. And probably this is why Creative Europe, in a year where there were many reduction in terms of budget, it's very important to underline that for the first time this year, we almost doubled the budget that we received from Creative Europe. So this is a very important thing that it's happening, and that allow us to enrich the program and to launch two new initiatives along with the pitching forum.
So we're getting there, the two initiatives that caught my attention while looking at the program, and we're talking about First Cut Lab and Last Stop Trieste.
Exactly. Let's say that Wenny Smith's West so far has focused mainly on projects on development, but we thought that since we are also working in partnership with the Trieste Film Festival, who's focusing more on completed films, okay, we said, why don't we start to work also on projects that are in a post-production stage? And basically we thought that there are several programs, training programs designed for projects in development, but that there is a, let's say, a lack, probably a missing, let's say, program for projects which are in this editing stage. And together with Mathieu Darras from Torino Film Lab and Alex Trilan from Transylvania International Film Festival, we plan a new workshop really for rough cuts. Mm-hmm. And we selected in the end three long feature fiction films, which are going to work with, together with 10 international experts and one, let's say, consulting editor, in order really to foster the artistic value, the sales, and the festival potential of the completed film. So it's something that really, it's really meant to, let's say, enrich the quality of the film and to help the producer and director to make the right choices in a very delicate phase of their, let's say, production of the film.
Yeah, we know how much it can change the destiny. The editing
exactly.
can change the destiny of a film.
Exactly. And the editing, having already in the editing phase feedbacks from festival programmers such as Rémi Bonhomme from Semaine de la Critique, or a salesperson like Gabor Greiner from Film Boutique, and many others such as creative producers and other festival programmers and other sales agents. It's really, really a very, very great opportunity for the selected participants, for sure.
And what about Last Stop Trieste?
Well, Last Stop Trieste, it's something that it's, let's say, not so innovative, but we felt that there was a need for that, especially because we felt that helping so many projects, and especially we have to say that Wenny Smith's West has always tried to cover both feature films, fiction, and also documentaries. So we thought that probably there was a need to give support to these projects pitched before to Wenny Smith's West, but also pitched in other initiatives that are cooperating with us. We felt that there was the need to create a work in progress section. So we decided together with Rada Sezic, who's the programmer of the Sarajevo Film Festival for the documentary section, we decided to launch this new initiative for four creative documentaries coming from Eastern Europe and Italy. And these films will be, these documentaries, this work in progress, will be screened to an exclusive panel of sales and festival programmers and buyers. Here, let's say that the main goal is slightly different from Frescat Lab, which is more, let's say, a pedagogical workshop. Here, La Stop Trieste is more really business-oriented. So we will screen the documentaries, and we will hope that somebody will fall in love with the films, and they will decide to screen the film in their festivals or buy the film for the TV or just find a new sales agent, to attach a new sales agent.
One last question before leaving you to your work, because it's in 3 days you're going to start. I was taking a look at the program, and as every year you're planning and scheduling a lot of panels, and there's something that you talked to me before that caught my eye again, which is a very particular panel with a very interesting title that is, "If you don't put your film on the internet, someone else will." That's very interesting.
Yes, this is, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Chiara, for pointing out this panel. This is a very, very important session that we have in a program, because it's for the first time. I mean, we have been planning When Is Mitzvah with the Aves since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And we have been talking about the possibility to arrange a streaming session open to everybody. And so for the first time, together with Tina Trapp, the head of EAVE, we decided to launch a session to be broadcast on the internet, especially talking about this subject, the subject of the problem of piracy, the problem of how to deal with that, and the, let's say, the possibility, what are the possible revenues from the, let's say, alternative distribution forms. And this is a very premiere, world premiere for EAVE, for us, and we are very, very proud to have this possibility to do it. So the I would really recommend everybody to visit the website of EAVE, which is EAVE.org, and on January 20 from 11:30, so that they can really, really watch this session, live session.
If they miss it, we will be there recording everything so they can listen to that. So afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And Angelo Acerbi was going to cover When It's Mitzvah this year instead of me. He will be there.
We will miss you a lot.
I hope so. So think about me every day, please. And he will report from that. Hopefully we will listen to some interviews and feedbacks from those panels and hold the co-production market. So thank you, Alessandro. Good luck for this fifth
edition.
Thank
you, Chiara. Thank you.
And I really hope to see you again. And maybe we'll meet in Berlin then.
For sure. Thank you, Chiara.
Thank you. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from When It's Mitzvah, the co-production market in Trieste, taking place from the 18th to the 20th of January. For Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.